It's the ACC 2025 preview show. We got 17 teams in this conference, but today we're going to make it an even 18 by tossing in Notre Dame as well. I'm doing quick breakdowns and potential record projections for every single team, and I'm going to give my prediction for who's going to play and win, or play for and win the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. This is Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. I'm on all the different socials at GaryWCE. I am most active on X, so make sure and follow me over there. We continue on with our P4 previews for the 2025 college football season. Today, we're hitting on the ACC, which has the potential to be pretty riveting this year, even if everybody has sold that Clemson's going to run away with the league. The Tigers are obviously the conference favorites for a reason, but if you remember last year, SMU gave them quite a battle in last year's ACC championship game. Miami has, of course, restocked the coffers, and Florida State, yes, terrible last year, but these things are cyclical. They have some of the top-end talent that is necessary to compete. Now, each of these teams brings a unique edge to the title chase. Quarterback play across this league is pretty deep, right? You got names like Cade Klubnik, Kevin Jennings, Darian Mensa, who transfers into Duke, Haynes King, Carson Beck, all those at the top of different preseason all-ACC lists. I feel like we should expect fireworks just about every week. From Brent Key's pesky Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets to the chaos that Louisville and Pitt could potentially cause, there's not really any easy outs on the schedule. I mean, you got Virginia Tech and NC State that could be poised to take steps forward. Who knows what to expect from Cal and Boston College this year? And whether you're into coaching drama or quarterback duels or really just pulling for upsets. This year's ACC race has got it all. So let's go ahead and get into it. We start with team number one here. We're going alphabetical order, the Boston College Eagles. The Eagles are walking into 2025 with a familiar script under Bill O'Brien. Low expectations, but they've got enough pieces to be dangerous in this conference, right? They replaced Thomas Castellanos last year midseason with Grayson James. They did bring in Dylan Lonergan from Alabama. But James helped secure a bowl berth. Boston College returns, some solid skill position players, Lewis Bond, Reed Harris as well. But the big question is whether seven new offensive linemen can gel quickly enough to fix their red zone woes. The schedule sets up nicely. They got winnable early games, but a pretty brutal midseason stretch. They've got Clemson, Louisville, Notre Dame, and SMU that are all going to test this team. The win total right now sits at 5.5. Over is juiced at minus 130. To win the ACC, 80-1, so plus 8,000. Ceiling for this team, I think, is probably 8-4. Like, if both of the lines overachieve, if James takes a leap at quarterback, and I am going to assume that he's going to be the quarterback, Boston College could surprise some people. Now, the floor, let's say the offensive line collapses, the red zone struggles persist, they end up with a lot of close losses. They could probably go about 4-8. So I think that's the floor for this team. The most likely, 5-7 to 6-6. So bowl eligible or potentially bowl eligible. This is a tough schedule. So most likely flirting with a bowl berth. The Cal Golden Bears, that's our next team. They lost 33 players to the transfer portal. That included the quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, all of the top running backs off last year's roster, including running back Jaden Ott, who went to Oklahoma. Justin Wilcox basically had to hit the reset button, and there's a potential that this group that he has put together has got something special for this season. Former Auburn coach, former Boise coach Brian Harsin, he takes over as offensive coordinator. And then you've got Ohio State transfer Devin Brown that is going to come in and play quarterback. He's going to lead this entirely rebuilt roster. The schedule really couldn't be more favorable. There's no Clemson, there's no Miami, there's no Florida State, there's no NC State on the docket. If the offensive line can provide some better protection than last year, and the secondary rebuild kind of works under some new coordinators, Cal could do okay. Their win total right now is 6.5. There are some, 5.5. There's some 6.5s out there with the over juiced at plus 120. The ceiling for this team, based on this schedule, 9-3. You know, if the quarterback play clicks, if the transfers mesh immediately. The floor, however, is pretty low. I would look at maybe 4-8 for this. If the offensive line fails again, if the secondary continues to struggle, that could be a problem. Most likely, 5-7, 6-6. Somewhere in there, like a normal Justin Wilcox season. Surprise some teams. Flirt with the bowl game. We shall see. We shall see. I don't know how much faith I have in this new system. I do like Nick Rolovich, who comes in as, I think he's the quarterback coach. But you'll remember him. He was at Washington State. He was at Hawaii before that. Nick is a good coach. Leave all the politics stuff aside. He is a good coach. Team 3, the Clemson Tigers. Dabo Swinney enters 2025 with one of the most loaded rosters in years, right? They bring back basically every offensive starter. That includes the quarterback, Cade Klubnik. Threw 36 touchdowns against just 6 interceptions last season. They bring back some elite weapons. They got Antonio Williams and TJ Moore, and they added a new defensive coordinator as well. Tom Allen comes in from Penn State. He was the Indiana head coach before that. But they need to fix the run defense. They allowed 4.7 yards per carry last year. They open up with LSU at home this year. That's going to set the tone immediately. If they win that game, if the offensive line stays healthy and the freshman running backs can fill, you know, fill Moffa's shoes, that's pretty funny. Clemson has got all the pieces for a CFP run here. Win total sits at 9.5. The over is juiced at plus 108. So they expect probably 9-3. I would assume that would mean one ACC loss, a loss to LSU, a loss to South Carolina, something like that. To win the ACC title, they're like plus 110 at the biggest sports books. Not great odds, but there's a reason for that. To win the national title, they're 14-1. Ceiling for this team, probably 12-1 or 11-1. You know, win the ACC, get a CFP berth. If everything clicks perfectly, then that's what you'd expect. The floor, 8-4. Lose all those games that I talked about. Let another winnable game slip away. Maybe Louisville, whoever it is. Looking at the schedule, they play at Georgia Tech in week 3. They play at North Carolina and then at Boston College, and then they host SMU. There's any number of games where they could slip up. They play at Louisville the week after playing Florida State. There's losable games here. This is still a stacked roster, though. Most likely 10-2. Yeah, I think that makes sense. ACC title game appearance. Lose one of the SEC games. Lose one ACC game. Klubnik leads a pretty explosive offense, and they win the ACC. I think that's the most likely. Team 4, the Duke Blue Devils. Manny Diaz comes in for his second season in Durham. There is legit optimism with this team. They brought in Tulane transfer quarterback Darian Mensa, paid him an arm and a leg. But he takes over at quarterback at a 66% completion rate, had 22 touchdowns last year in New Orleans. The Blue Devils were maybe the most surprising team in the country last year. Went 9-4 in Diaz's first year. But they won 6 one-score games. typically you would expect regression. But this roster looks more sustainable with better depth, better experience. Oklahoma transfer Andrell Anthony comes in. He gives Mensah a legitimate weapon. The defense returns most of its playmakers. That includes standout cornerback Chandler Rivers, who had three interceptions last season. The win total this year is 6.5. To win the ACC, it's like 30 or 40 to 1. Ceiling for this team, 9-3. Like, if Mensah thrives immediately, the new receivers create some explosive plays. The schedule is not all that daunting. They do have Illinois in week 2, but that's at home. They play at Tulane in week 3. And then they start the conference slate, which is NC State, at Syracuse, at Cal. They get a bye week, then they get Georgia Tech. They get a bye week at Clemson, at UConn, Virginia, at North Carolina, Wake Forest. It'll be interesting. We'll say that. It'll be interesting. Now, that's the ceiling. Ceiling is 9-3. The floor, 5-7. The offense doesn't click. They lose the close games that they won last year. The defense is not nearly as good at creating havoc as they were last year. They could certainly go 5-7 because the top-end talent is not there. Most likely, 7-5. I think that's a reasonable record. Second straight bowl trip. Pretty good. Pretty good. Now I think that would match Diaz's best season at Miami. Is that right? I think that's right. Florida State. Okay. Last year was absolute rock bottom. 2-10. There's nowhere to go but up for Mike Norvell, who completely rebuilt the roster through the portal, hired Gus Malzahn as the offensive coordinator. They brought in Boston College transfer Tommy Castellanos, who actually got benched at Boston College last year. But Castellanos reunites with Malzahn. They had a brief connection at UCF. USC's Deuce Robinson comes in. Tennessee's Squirrel White comes in. Gives him a legitimate downfield threat on opposite sides. The offensive line was rebuilt from scratch. They allowed the most sacks in the FBS. Some of that, I think, was the quarterback last year. But, you know, it's a veteran-laden roster. If they can gel quickly, Florida State does have the top-end talent to be able to get back to bowl eligibility. They've got the schedule to honestly be able to compete, potentially, in the conference title race. Right? I mean, it's a brutal schedule. Don't get me wrong. They open with Alabama. But after that, Texas A&M Commerce, Kent State at Virginia. You got Miami at home, Pitt at home, at Stanford, Wake Forest at home after a bye week. The back end of the schedule is difficult. But, you know, any schedule that includes Bama, Miami, Clemson, and Florida, I mean, that's rough. That's rough. Win total sits at 6.5 some places. I see 7.5 as well. ACC title, plus 2,500. Probably not going to win the ACC this year. National title, plus 15,000. 150-1. The ceiling for this team is probably 9-3, if we're being honest. Castellanos would have to thrive in this system. The rebuilt lines gel immediately. That's how you can get there. The floor is really low, 4-8. Offensive line, if it remains shaky, defensive improvements don't materialize. That's how you get to that record. The most likely record is probably 7-5. Back to a bowl game. Probably not quite a contender just yet, but it staves off all of the talk about Norvell. All right. The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Brent Key enters in 2025. There we go. Get the glasses back on. Georgia Tech has got their best shot at ACC contention in forever. They have had a ridiculously hard schedule for years. And this year, they got a favorable schedule. Dual threat quarterback Haynes King, he returns healthy. The offense should be explosive. You got the running back Jamal Haynes. You got FIU transfer Eric Rivers, who had over 1,100 yards receiving and 12 touchdowns last year. Those two... Not receiving, 1,172 yards last year and 12 touchdowns. They lead an attack that ranked third nationally in fewest sacks allowed last year. The new defensive coordinator, Blake Gideon, comes in, and it's a unit that improved drastically under Tyler Santucci last year. they need more takeaways. They forced just 11 takeaways last season. But you bring in some transfers, you get a lighter schedule. This is the best opportunity since the magical 2014 season. Win total sits at 7.5. To win the ACC, they're plus 1,300, so 13-1. The ceiling here, based on this schedule, probably 10-2. They might could make the ACC title game if the defense takes a big step forward. The floor, still probably 5-7. You get some key injuries, defensive struggles after, you know, change of coordinators, et cetera. There's all kind of things that could feasibly happen. Most likely record, probably 8-4. A third straight bowl appearance, a winning ACC record. You know, there's you could get to a really good bowl game with that. Got to play at Duke, at Boston College, host Georgia in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome at the end of the year, host Clemson at Bobby Dodd Stadium this year, open at Colorado. I mean, there's a number of them here. And Virginia Tech, you get at home the week after a bye. You play at Boston College the week after a bye. We shall see. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Of course, make sure and like the video. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast as well. I'm scheming up a plan. I'm going to do some more regular audio-only podcasts this year, maybe daily. So leave a nice 5-star review on whatever your favorite podcast app is. I would certainly appreciate that from you guys. And check out bettingcfb.com as well. There's a link in the description for that. But you can check that out too.
We're proudly supported by Ghost Sleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market. Ghost Sleeves' patented compression sleeves, socks, and more increase blood flow and lymphatic flow to help your body recover, manage pain, and maintain peak performance. Right now, you can save 15% by going to ghostsleeves.com/WCE or by using the promo code WCE on their site. Ghost Sleeves, it's go time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, onward we go. We got 12 more teams because we're hitting on Notre Dame as well. The Louisville Cardinals, Jeff Brohm, his bunch, they are sitting pretty as a trendy sleeper pick this year. Finished 9-4 last year. USC transfer quarterback Miller Moss steps in with some legitimate experience. Had 3,400-plus yards last year, 27 touchdowns. He's got a dynamic duo in the backfield. Isaac Brown and Duke Watson combined for nearly 1,800 yards rushing. The defense should be really good again. Now, some of this hinges on, like, the pass rusher, Clev Lubin, 9.5 sacks last year. If he can get home consistently. The secondary did get a complete makeover with transfers, but it looks like they got some good guys. So, over-under for them is 8.5. To win the ACC title, it's plus 850. That's like 10.5% implied probability. Ceiling for this team is 10 wins. Win the big ACC games. Challenge for the conference title. You look at what Louisville has got. They play at Miami the week after a bye. They've got Clemson the week after playing California at home. the week after Clemson, they've got at SMU. So the last three games of the year are pretty difficult. Clemson, at SMU, and Kentucky. And I know Kentucky's not great, but still, you get the point. They've had trouble with them every year, no matter what. The floor for this team, 7-5. Say the offensive line struggles, secondary issues, get exposed again, you know, whatever. Most likely record, 8-4, 9-3. You know, you expect solid execution from a Jeff Brohm team. Like, the ceiling is really high for this team. If they can protect Moss, if the defense can generate enough pressure to cover for the corners, I like it. So, most likely they split the tough games. They cruise past the easier opponents. I expect a big season. All right, the Miami Hurricanes. Mario Cristobal's bunch, they are dealing with the double-edged sword situation, right? They got their quarterback, Georgia transfer Carson Beck, reportedly like $4.3 million for the year. He takes over for Cam Ward. They've got a stacked roster that should contend for the ACC title, but Cristobal, his game management decisions, the Syracuse debacle last year was a mess, but that wasn't the only one. It's a constant thing with this team. Beck has got the arm talent, so long as he comes back healthy from surgery. Got a veteran offensive line. Francis Malgoa is the leader of that bunch. The defense gets a complete overhaul. They've got a new coordinator, Corey Heatherman, who came in from Minnesota. Schedule sets up nicely. No Clemson, no Georgia Tech. They still have to prove that they can win the games that matter. That Syracuse game left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. They play Florida at home. They get a bye week, and then they play at Florida State. They get a bye week, and then they play Louisville. Then you get Stanford at home before you have to go to SMU. You get Syracuse at home. They close out the season with some potential slip-ups. At Virginia Tech, so you got Lane Stadium, probably going to be a night game. And then at Pitt to close the regular season. Should be heavily favored in those games, but alas, we will see. The only game that I have them as an underdog in right now is against Notre Dame to start the season. So we shall see. Win total here is 8.5 at FanDuel, 9.5 at DraftKings. To win the ACC, they are plus 380. That's like 20% implied probability. The ceiling for this team, based on the talent, based on the schedule, is like 11-1. That's the ceiling. The floor is probably like 7-5. If Beck is not all the way healthy, he struggles with turnovers, defense regresses, game management issues, etc. The floor probably 7-5. Most likely 9-3, something like that. ACC title contender, but you know, nothing more, nothing less. The floor is scary, right? Because you've seen Cristobal teams underachieve. They've got insane talent. My guess is they're still probably good enough to win 9 games. Just a guess. NC State, the Wolfpack. Dave Doran, his 13th season, trying to finally get NC State over the hump. They had a disappointing 6-7 campaign last year, but brought in sophomore quarterback. Well, incoming sophomore quarterback. Maybe not incoming. He's a sophomore this year. CJ Bailey showed flashes last year. Returns with a solid supporting cast. The defense is essentially starting from scratch. They've got a brand-new coordinator, DJ Elliott. Only 6 returners with any significant experience. The schedule does give them a chance to build momentum early. East Carolina, Virginia, at Wake Forest, at Duke, Virginia Tech, Campbell, at Notre Dame before their first bye. But you can get a lot of momentum with East Carolina, Virginia, at Wake Forest before you travel to Wallace-Wade Stadium. The brutal back half, like, that's where it gets really difficult. At Notre Dame, at Pitt, you get Georgia Tech, at Miami, Florida State, North Carolina. Yeah, that's where the whole season will be built. But if you can get enough momentum early, some of those become a lot more winnable. Win total sits at, I put down 7.5. I think it's 6.5. I was typing these very quickly. the ACC championship odds are plus 6,500, so 1.5% implied chance. I don't think they're going to get there. The ceiling for this team, if Bailey takes a big step forward, the defense gels under the new coordinator, ceiling probably 9-3. You lose to Notre Dame, you lose to Miami, and then you lose one more between North Carolina, Florida State, Duke, whoever, right? The floor is 5-7. Don't even make it to a bowl game. Most likely, I mean, this is a Dave Dorn team, 7-5, decent offense, improved from last season. Defense still kind of inconsistent. We'll see. We'll see. If Bailey can develop into a real-life ACC-caliber quarterback and the defensive transfers mesh immediately, then you've got some real promise here. But that late-season schedule is just brutal. I think they would be really happy to get back to a bowl game this year. That's what I think. The North Carolina Tar Heels. Now, this is the story everybody's watching, right? 73-year-old Bill Belichick, he takes over, 6-7 North Carolina program? Lost to UConn in the bowl game. He brings his entire NFL brain trust with him. He brought his son Steve as defensive coordinator. He comes over from Washington. They brought in South Alabama transfer quarterback Gio Lopez. So that's going to be a dual-threat quarterback that you haven't really seen from Bill Belichick. They are essentially rebuilding everything else through the portal. I think they brought in like 70 new guys. Schedule is pretty favorable, right? They avoid Florida State. They avoid Miami, Louisville, SMU. However, it's going to take time for all these new pieces to mesh in Belichick's system. And while Belichick is an incredibly successful coach, that's all done at the NFL level. College is different. Win total sits at 7.5. They open with TCU, but then after that, it's at Charlotte in a 15,000-seat stadium. They play Richmond. They play at UCF. That's their non-conference. Then they get a bye week before they host Clemson. And then another bye week before they close out the rest of the schedule. And that includes a trip to Cal to start things off after the bye week. So, yeah, but it's all winnable games. At Cal, Virginia, at Syracuse, Stanford, at Wake Forest, Duke, at NC State. The win total, 6.5 wins. ACC title odds plus 3,000. That's 3.2% implied probability. The ceiling is probably 9-3 if the magic starts immediately, right? Defense just becomes elite, all that kind of stuff. The floor is probably 5-7, I think. Most likely, 7-5. Bowl eligible, room for growth. It's Bill Belichick, right? Everybody's watching what's going on here, but it is a complete roster overhaul. It's a new system. Everybody's trying to learn new things here, and that includes the coaching staff. This is a foundation-laying kind of year. I'm not expecting big things. We'll see. I am highly intrigued, though, I'll tell you that. All right, this next team. Not an ACC team per se. They're an independent. But this is the only P4 team that is not actually in a P4 conference. And I wanted to make sure I included them. Notre Dame. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Marcus Freeman, he's got something special going on in South Bend. We all saw the historic season last year. Made it to the national title game. Won three massive bowl games in the playoff. And then lost to Ohio State by a couple of scores. And this is Ohio State team that was just bashing everybody. Fourth-year head coach here has built one of the most balanced rosters in the country. And for the first time in a while, he is going to hand the keys to a redshirt freshman quarterback, CJ Carr. Rocket arm, a lot of mobility. This offense can reach a different level with somebody like that back there. Backfield is absolutely loaded. You got the powerhouse runner, Jeremiah Love, that is kind of a Heisman sleeper here. You also got the workhorse Jadarian Price back there. They did lose some key pieces. They lost the center Ashton Craig. They lost All-America safety Xavier Watts. But Mike Denbrock's offense, I think, is still probably going to hum. That offensive line is still stacked. You're still anchored by the tackles, Anthony Knapp and Emil Wagner. Charles Jagasaw is going to be out for a while again. He got hurt again. This time it was like a UTV accident, something like that. The receiving core expected to be a lot better than what they are used to there. Jaden Greathouse, he continues to rise in the slot. You got Virginia transfer Malachi Fields and then Wisconsin's Will Paulding that are going to add some explosive downfield threats. The tight ends
always pretty good here. Keep an eye on these two, Eli Raridan and Kevin Bauman as well. On defense, Chris Ash is the new defensive coordinator. Al Golden goes back to the NFL. Ash was the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. He was the head coach at Rutgers, I believe it was. Went to Texas for a little while. He was a scout in the NFL. Hadn't really called plays in a while. But this defense finished in the top 10 in scoring, despite dealing with injuries all season last year. So I don't expect him to come in and rewrite what they're trying to do. Leonard Moore and Christian Gray, lockdown corners, the safety, Aiden Shuler, they're stepping into bigger roles. You got a newcomer, Devontae Smith. I mean, the front seven is nasty, right? You got Drake Bowen and Jaden Osbury that are going to be on the second level. You got a deep rotation. Schedule sets up perfectly, right? Big games early, and then it gets easier as you go on. Opening on the road at Miami is going to be a test, but you got a September marquee game at home against Texas A&M, NC State and USC follow up in October, and then you get the winnable games later, right? Army, Stanford, Pitt, all mixed in. The key is whether or not Carr looks like a rookie or not, right? If the offensive line stays healthy, keeps him protected, and he puts the ball where it's supposed to be, the offense should be fine. If Chris Ash can maintain that defensive intensity all season. And, you know, you got to make sure that you avoid another Northern Illinois kind of slip up. Marshall, terrible Stanford team. All these losses that you really should not have on this resume. This team's got all the pieces for a really special season. So, ceiling here, undefeated, 12-0. I mean, that's, I think that's the ceiling. The floor, probably 8-4, you know? Early opponents, maybe a bit too much. You don't take Boise State as seriously as you probably should. All kind of things that could happen. Like, you could easily lose to Miami and Texas A&M and Boise and whoever, right? There are certainly games that you could lose here. I think the most likely record is probably 10-2. I mean, you got a first-time starting quarterback that's still good enough to make the playoff. If you're clicking at the right time in November, December, should be all right. The Pitt Panthers, Pat Narduzzi, the Panthers, you know, trying to avoid another late season collapse this year. Started 7-0 last year, finished 0-6. The quarterback Eli Holstein is back. He got injured last year and did not finish well. But he does have a dynamic playmaker in Desmond Reed, who had over 1,500 all-purpose yards in the backfield last year. Defense should be pretty nasty again, which what else would you expect from Nardog, right? You got a linebacker duo of Kyle Lewis and Rasheem Biles that are awesome. And they were elite last year. Sacks, tackles for loss, a lot of havoc. The early schedule is manageable. Duquesne, Central Michigan, at West Virginia. You get a bye before you get Louisville at home. You get Boston College at home, at Florida State, at Syracuse. Like, there's – it gets tough, but it's not, like, outlandish. The last three games of the season, I don't see good things, right? You got to play at Stanford. Then you get a bye week. Then you get Notre Dame, at Georgia Tech, and then Miami. Over under 6.5. Over is -115. The under is -105. Okay. Like, I can see it. Ceiling is probably 9-3. If Holstein stays healthy, the defense dominates. This offensive coordinator, I like what he's doing there, but you got to make sure everybody stays healthy because they do not have the depth. The floor is not making a bowl. You get more injuries, late season meltdown, all that kind of stuff, right? Most likely record, probably 7-5, which falls right in line with a 6.5 win total. You know, they couldn't handle it at the end of the year last year. Too many injuries, too much stuff going on, and the schedule got really, really tough. Well, looky here, the schedule's going to get tough again at the end of the year. I think they're better than they were last year. still probably not an ACC title contender. I'll say that. As I mentioned earlier, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you hadn't already done that. Like this video. It's a little thumbs up button. Click that thing right there. And as I mentioned, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. So I'm going to be doing some audio-only stuff this year, and it might be daily. So leave a nice five-star review on Apple or Spotify, or what I think Spotify does comments now. So all those wonderful things. And check out, of course, bettingcfb.com as well.
Tickets to everything are expensive these days. And I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show. Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything, seriously. Every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
The SMU Mustangs, Rhett Lashley's bunch, of course, they entered 2025. They were on a pretty big wave last year. It was one of college football's most improbable success stories. They went 11-3. They reached the college football playoff. They lost on a last-second field goal to Clemson in the ACC title game and still made the playoff anyway. Whether they should have been there is neither here nor there, but they did get to the playoff last year, won 11 games. Kevin Jennings is back at quarterback. You've got an elite offensive line. You got a defense that was statistically the best in the ACC last year, although, you know, they lost 8 of their top 12 front six contributors, right? The schedule is pretty tough this year compared to last year. Got to play at TCU this year. Got to play at Clemson. Got to play Miami on the schedule. At Boston College, they do have Louisville coming in, but they get a bye week before Louisville comes in. And they got to play at Cal at the end of the season. So, I mean, these are difficult games that they did not have on the schedule last year. Last year, they played almost exclusively bottom-tier ACC programs. Now, that wasn't necessarily their fault because they played Florida State early. Florida State turned out was not very good. That's the way it goes. But they know what it's like to get to a championship game now. They've got some swagger about them. This is an interesting program. Win total sits at 8.5. To win the ACC is plus 850. The ceiling is 11-1. Say Jennings takes another leap. The new defensive pieces gel quickly. The schedule is set up in a way that they could get back to the ACC title game. The floor is 7-5. Like, even with defensive turnover, the offensive line and the coaching staff, I don't think are going to let them just completely collapse. Most likely, 9-3. Strong season. Keeps them in the top three of the ACC conversation. Really good bowl game again. And Rhett Lashley continues to build, and the donors continue to pump money into that program. The Stanford Cardinal. Oh, boy. What a disaster this place is. So Andrew Luck is the GM there, and he is running the entire football program. And they fired Troy Taylor, like, in the middle of spring practice or after spring, whatever it was. But Frank Reich takes over. And they've just been stuck in neutral for years, right? They're bringing in some NFL experience to kind of try and stabilize because they've gone 3-9 in back-to-back seasons. Quarterback situation is completely unsettled. You got transfers competing for the job. They lost their best offensive and defensive players to the portal and the NFL. The schedule is manageable by ACC standards. They avoid the elite ones, but the roster still has significant talent gaps across the board. They're only a 1.5-point favorite at Hawaii in week zero. You got a bye, and then you play at BYU, Boston College, at Virginia, San Jose State, a bye, and then at, I mean, listen to this. Listen to this. Good Lord. This is tough. At SMU, Florida State, at Miami, Pitt, at North Carolina, and then you close with Cal and Notre Dame. There's a reason the win total is 3.5. Just is what it is. The ceiling for this team is still probably not a bowl game. It's probably 5-7. If they can find a competent quarterback, like, they could be in bowl contention. The floor is really bad, like 1-11, because in the non-conference, they could lose at Hawaii, they could lose to San Jose State, and they could lose at BYU. Every ACC game on the schedule is losable for this bunch. Like, it's really bad. Most likely, 3-9, just like they've done the last 2 years. Maybe under new leadership, maybe with some new players, they're a little bit better. But 3-9, 2-10 is probably most likely. And then you find a head coach, and you build a program. And then you go from there. All right, the Syracuse Orange. Fran Brown, surprised everybody, went 10-3 in a debut season last year, but now they've got the real test. Of course, Kyle McCord is gone. You've got massive offensive turnover here. The Orange went all in on the transfer portal. They brought in quarterbacks from LSU and Notre Dame. And they're rebuilding almost the entire offensive line. And the schedule that was easy last year, you open with Tennessee this year. Then you get UConn, who won 9 games last year. You get Colgate, should win that one, at Clemson in week 4. Duke at SMU, Pitt at Georgia Tech, North Carolina at Miami, bye week at Notre Dame, and then close at Boston College. I mean, it's the win total is 5.5. The ceiling is, like, really good. 9-3. They brought in Steve Angeli and Ricky Collins. If either one of them clicks immediately and the rebuilt offense kind of finds some rhythm, yeah, you could surprise a lot of these teams. The floor is really low. It's like 4-8. The schedule is murderous, right? And when you're replacing that much production, there could be some growing pains. Most likely, probably 5-7, 6-6. It's a step back. If you can still compete for a bowl game, I think that's a solid job by Fran Brown here. Last year's schedule set up so perfectly, and they had a veteran quarterback. This year, you don't have those luxuries. It's the way it goes. All right, the Virginia Cavaliers. You got Tony Elliott going into year 4 on this job. And, I mean, we're talking consecutive 3-win seasons, but they really went after it in the portal. 31 transfers. They overhauled the roster. Chandler Morris, the quarterback from North Texas, that should be a massive upgrade at quarterback. Calandria is gone. They added some serious talent in the backfield, Jamari Taylor and Harrison Whaley. Defense was rebuilt through the portal, too. But how do you even know, right? How do you know what to expect here? Win total sits at 5.5. The ceiling is probably 7-5, right? If Morris stays healthy, the offensive line holds up. You do have enough talent there that you could finally get Elliott to a bowl game. The floor is probably 3-9 again. Too much turnover. Say Morris gets another quarterback injury like he had at TCU. Say the defense struggles. You know, it could be a disaster. Most likely, you're looking at 5-7, 6-6. Marginal improvement. Flirting with bowl eligibility, right? Like, that's, I think that's what you can expect from Virginia this year. The tragedy that happened there a few years ago, I think that's the main reason why Elliott is still there. You hate to say that, obviously, but I think everybody would agree that things have not gone well for Tony Elliott with the Hoos. We'll say that. Virginia Tech, the Hokies, Brent Pry, he's got Kyron Drones back and should be healthy now. Brought in a completely new offensive line through the portal. They hired a new offensive coordinator in Phillip Montgomery. They're going to inject some life into this offense, or at least try to, because last year was just a train wreck. Defense returned some more continuity. You got solid linebacker play. But the team has been so close to breaking through. You got to win some of these one-score games that have just killed them. Brent Pry has been awful in close games. Schedule does start out tough. You got SEC opponents to start with, South Carolina on that first Sunday of the year, and then you have Vanderbilt at home, and Vanderbilt handled them last year. Who knows? Who knows what to expect here? You got plenty of winnable games in the conference. I'll say that. You look at some of these, like the conference slate, it's not crazy. So, yeah, there are some tough ones. Miami at Florida State, Louisville at Georgia Tech, at NC State. But you get Wake Forest at home. You get Cal at home. You play at Virginia. Louisville and Miami are home games. Yeah, win total sits at 6.5. The ceiling is probably 9-3 if Kyron Drones gets back to what he was 2 years ago before he got injured last year. Say the offensive line gels, this could be the year that they finally break through. The floor, however, is not making a bowl game. It's a lot of change on offense. You could certainly see some more injuries. And Brent Pry has done nothing to show you that he can win close games. Most likely, I'm going to say modest improvement over last year, 7-5. Gets him back to a bowl game, builds some momentum, gets him ready to roll. Wake Forest. Boy, the Demon Deacons. This is a tough one. Jake Dickert comes in from Washington State, a whole new identity in Winston-Salem. The Dave Clawson era ended with back-to-back 4-8 seasons. Wake Forest is not built to compete in the new paid player era, the new NIL era, right? They are scrapping the slow mesh. They brought in Rob Ezell, the offensive coordinator from South Alabama. He's got a very explosive system. But you've got a quarterback battle between Deshaun Purdy and Robbie Ashford, and they don't have a starter yet. And so the running back, Damon Claiborne, is legit, but the defense was, like, historically bad last year. They need some massive improvement. They brought in new coordinator Scotty Hazleton for that. Win total for this team is 4.5, and I did find a 5 out there, so there's some people that like Wake Forest. I don't know that I would be one of them. You know, like, the ceiling for this team is probably 7-5. If the quarterback situation stabilizes, the defense becomes even just average, then you got a path to bowl eligibility because there's some winnable games here. The floor is probably 3-9. You got new systems on both sides. There's not very much depth, not a lot of top-end talent. Most likely, I like Jake Dickert. I think he brings a really good culture with him. Most likely record probably 5-7, maybe 4-8. Still a year away from real bowl contention because they are really rebuilding here. All right. So who is going to play for the ACC title in Charlotte in December? I am going to roll with Clemson. And I think that their opponent is going to be Miami. And, again, that is so cliche, and it's chalk, and I get that. I expect the Tigers to win that game. I think they're going to win the ACC this year. there's a reason they're plus 110 to win the conference at this point. Now, you could have gotten them at like 20 to 1 at one point. Not 20. I don't think it was 20. I think the CFP was 20 to 1. Still, you could have gotten way better odds on them to win the conference once upon a time. Now it's almost even money. I think that both of these teams are going to get into the playoff, Miami and Clemson. And next week, I'm going to go through and do a game-by-game prediction for every team in this conference to give you what I think is going to happen here. But regardless, again, subscribe to the channel, like the video, leave me some comments, tell me if you think I'm crazy. That's what I would like to hear. And then, of course, the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a nice 5-star written review, and that will help me out tremendously. Remember, this is a one-man show. This is what I do. The next podcast that you get from me will be the Big Ten preview. I'm curious to hear what you think about that as well. And if you haven't already, go back and check out the SEC and the Big 12 that I did last week. I think that's going to be it. We're going to start some fun things here. Fun things at Winning Cures Everything. All right. Can't wait to hear from you. Follow me on X at GaryWCE. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.